So yeah. I think they were all dancing to that till Wednesday.
Oh.
Bit of ZZ Top. So we were going from Grieg to ZZ Top and back again. And oh, I love her. No wonder she didn't let them go.
Not till you get some decent music on. I think ZZ Top's quite a good thing to be born to.
Yeah. I must admit. I mean, I was just. Oh, I don't know. Do you know, I'm so tired this morning. I'm not even sure did it really happen or was I out there or where I was or where I am now.
Oh,
bizarre.
Oh, well, I guess I have a feeling anyway that when she does, she's going to be absolutely fine and you'll come home and find them all sucking and like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping, I am, believe it or not, I am keeping very positive and it's the outcome and everything. You know, everybody will be well and happy and healthy.
Yeah.
But Frances, I mean, you saw Frances being covered and going from that date, she's due tomorrow. So,
and that was the same day as one of the others was covered. Now, I don't know whether it was Dot or, because I saw two of them within 24 hours space being covered.
Oh, crikey, I hope it wasn't the other one, because I've kind of got my head in the sand about the third one.
Well, I can't remember if it was Dot or,
Yeah.
Lily.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah. Oh, God, wouldn't that be ironic if you go back and find a pigsty full of, piglets before the other two in their maternity wards have popped.
And, well, it's a possibility. You know, I talked about it with Ian and Julian yesterday. We said, well, at least if, you know, she's safe to have them in there. She's on her own and I mean, it's not ideal by any means, but it is safe. So, yeah, I mean, there's still a possibility. They could have them on the same day or definitely within sort of 36, 48 hours of each other.
Yeah.
Which is bonkers, you know, and it's all ringing in my ears. Everybody's sort of saying, oh, no, you know, don't have them together and so on and so forth. And I just must have had a moment of madness, I think.
Yeah, but you weren't there that they'd all take first time, were you?
Well, no. There was, in theory, there was supposed to be a week or 10 days between them. But, I mean, it, you know, they're animals at the end of the day. And it's nature, so it will be what it will be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, how people... Well, I was going to say, I don't know how people do this for a living or full-time, you know, but I guess it's something that, you know, most farmers are probably set up a little bit more effectively for it. And I guess you just get used to it, don't you? So
yeah, and I guess they're used to all sorts of animals birthing it.
That's
probably enough for our audio boo. This can be our first audio boo.
Oh, bless your heart.
We'll catch up again in the next couple of days and do another one, and we may even have piglets to talk about.
Hopefully. Well, if we haven't got piglets to talk about in a couple of days, I don't know what we're going to do. I just said to Karen, funnily enough, I think I'm going to plan a couple of days away, because surely if they see me leave with my bag packed, it'll all happen immediately. So perhaps I'll just pack a bag and drive down the lane and sit down the end of the lane for a couple of hours and try and fool them into thinking I've gone away. Because the option is that you could always come and look after them, of course.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, <good.
laughs> yeah, moving swiftly on.